Welcome back. Wow, so much has been said by our wonderful pastor with us. So from what you're saying, you say there is no Islamic agenda to take over the world.
There is. It's only part of a bigger agenda
of Satan
to take over the world. Religion is one of it.
Okay, so it can come from any...
Come from anywhere. Islam is just doing her own. Buddhists are doing their own.
Yes.
Just that Islamic own is very fierce, and because they go by jihad and war and killing and things like that.
It's also...
But it only go as far as God will allow it.
Well, okay. It's also a fact, because in some, especially the Asian countries,
yes,
Islam doesn't even have a foothold.
Hinduism and Buddhism and all those. They wouldn't even allow them to rear their head in China. They have no place in Japan. They have no place in Asia. Let's call it. You know, it's only India where with Pakistan and all these influences around there. Afghanistan.
Even in India, they are very suppressed.
Even in India, they cannot go the way. They are in Middle East, and their jihadist agenda. Yes, they have that plan. To them is to take over the world, and they are taking their time. But I'm telling you that they are not even in their agenda spelled out like that.
So that
as far as God's revelation,
for them a pawn.
They are whatever you call them is just. A part of the instrument that Satan will use, and they create an avenue where that man of sin will be produced. That's
so
it.
They're part of, you said something, religion, politics, economy, and science.
Yes.
Can we call this what the Bible calls the four winds of the earth that strive upon the sea?
No.
Okay.
Is it John Hagin that said it?
No, I don't
think. Yeah, I think he mentioned something. I read something like that. That is, which scripture is that? Was it Revelation?
It's also in Daniel.
One in Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for bringing my attention to that. I really thought I would make a comment on
Daniel
that.
7.
Let me make a comment on that.
Okay. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night.
Yes.
And behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea.
Now, see, Daniel spake and said, verse 2, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. These four winds are the four powers. What's the great sea? It's the Mediterranean Sea. So that is the sea that links,
Asia and Europe.
Asia and Europe. And that is where the activities of these four empires largely domicile, let me put it that way. So it's not economic, it's not a wind. Economy is not a wind.
Okay, sir.
It's not striving, it's a war, fight. They'll fight.
Okay, sir. So, because one of my questions was that how does this Islamization fit in the divine agenda? But now you've made it clear that it's just part of the religion agenda, the agenda to use religion.
That's all.
We use religion, politics, economy, and science.
Yes.
All this will cause...
And they are completely under his control. He said it in Matthew chapter 4. He said it there. All this he will give to whoever. And I said, watch carefully. See the agenda. See the thing is building and taking the root. It's going deeper and deeper and deeper until the internet. Who owns internet? Who owns internet? It's a technology owned by someone. Who is financing them? When Oyakhilome and other people are talking about COVID-19 and blah, then... 5G and blah, blah, blah. And I was laughing. I said, let these people go and read their Bible and stop intellectualism. Everything is in the Bible. They may even read 10G. Mm. Because this whole world must come together.
Internet of everything.
There has to be internet of everything. They are going to build cars that will be controlled remotely. They are going to build aircrafts that you don't need a pilot to sit there. They are going to build cars that will fly. Very soon, you will have flying cars that you don't need to disturb yourself with traffic. It will be traffic in the air. Very soon, you will... I was in Dubai some time ago and I saw a flying motorbike.
Wow.
Yes. A flying motorbike. And the guy was making maneuvers with the bike, you know, above the sands there of the desert. In this thing they call desert safari. And I was wondering what is that? To move it and the thing will go up. And you start moving up and down in the air. Soon, robot. Very soon. Okay, you can see now. We are sitting down in the studio and broadcasting, Abby. But you know now, for in real time, people are broadcasting through the Facebook, wherever they are. Live. They're streaming live. We needed transmitters in those days to be able to transmit. Now, all you need is a good internet.
That's right.
And it's coming closer and closer and closer. And the most interesting aspect of it all is that it's getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper so that it can be affordable. Brethren, it is an agenda that Satan is going to use. We talk of cash lights and all these chips are going to be put in your body. You go to the bank, you know, Even now, there are ATMs that you don't use card anymore.
Yeah.
You know, just use your fingerprint.
That's right.
Put it there, and all your details are there. They're doing it, and it's becoming closer and closer and closer. And this is what Satan will eventually hijack. In full control, you will neither buy nor you will sell if you don't submit to him.
Well, that leads me to this question. Because John Agee, from the video we saw, spoke of a complete totalitarian government of the whole world by one person. So I want to know, is that the scriptural description of what we see?
That is it.
One man will rule over the
world. Well, you know, the Bible speaks about a fourth part. You know, but largely, if a fourth part of the world is controlled, the rest, what are they doing? So it's as good as the whole world is being controlled.
Okay.
And it will not be a united nation. That's a nation that are still doing politics. There are still the Security Council members. There are still people that can vote, veto. Well, we veto, the law will not be passed. Still politics going on there. So,
yeah, that's nothing to do
so,
with it.
And the Secretary General of the United Nations is actually there to do secretarial work and not to administer the world. Because the world power are there and dictating to, he's just doing the secretarial work. You know he has no power. So forget it. The United Nations is not even the means by which the Antichrist will come. He will be using these four things I mentioned.
Okay. And sir, for the first time I'm hearing you talk about these secret societies that are the ones behind politics and economy. So yes. That is where they come in. Because there are so many conspiracy theories about secret societies in the world today. We are especially the Illuminati and the Freemasons. So, are you saying they have a part to play in the economy and politics?
They are in control. That is the whole game. To be in control. I still repeat. Those in control of the economy of this world are not known. It's an agenda. And they dictate what is to be and what is not to be. There are certain businesses you can't invest, enter into, if you don't belong. They will crumble that business.
Wow.
Because it must be under their control. That's the truth.
Okay. So, but you still pointed us back to Rome. So what should the bride of Christ be watching in this? Or does this concern us?
What should the bride of Christ be watching? When you ask me a scriptural question, I will answer it scripturally because this is my authority.
Noted, sir.
Yes, what should the, you know, when Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1, what did, yes.
5, 1.
Yes.
Okay. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
Because we are like the Issachar brethren.
Hallelujah.
The sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles.
1 Chronicles 12,
verse 32.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times.
They had the understanding of the times. That is the emphasis. To do what?
To know what Israel ought to do.
Yes. Because in Matthew 16, verse 1 to 3, we know what we ought to do.
Amen and amen.
Because of that same grace.
Yes. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came. And tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Yes.
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the time?
Can you see? So, we can discern, understand, the signs of the times. Now, this scripture, I have tried to break it down, and some of you squeeze your face, in Matthew 24, verse 32 to 35.
Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Now we have said this fig tree is Israel. Let's read it again, verse 32.
Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Yes.
When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near.
He's using it to let you know. By it, you are able to know the season. Like you see a fig tree naturally. It's naturally. You see it. When you begin to see the leaf, but you know summer is near. You will know. In Europe, there are certain trees that will dry up when winter is coming. They all turn brown. They all the life there will just shrink in and go down and wait until winter pass. Then you see them come back. It's very interesting when you see a nature at play. So we use that. You will use that and you will say, you know, the summer is nigh. So likewise, when you see a fig tree, say when you see, like they say, so likewise also, when you see these things, verse 33.
So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things.
Which things? Let's interpret the scripture very well.
Amen.
It says so also, so likewise, like you see in fig tree, the same thing also. When you see all these things, which things? All the things that he has been speaking from verse 4. When you see all these things happening, know that it is near.
Even at the doors.
What is near? Because he was answering the sign of thy coming. Mm. The coming of the Lord is near. I say, this generation
shall not pass.
Which generation? The generation that will see these things. And we are the generation seeing this thing fulfilled before our eyes. So what are we to watch out for? Watch out for 1 John 2:18.
1 John chapter 2, verse 18.
Yes.
Says, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
See, what are you to watch out for? Watch out for the Antichrist that will come. It's a man. It's not a religion. When I say it's not Islamic religion, let me put it that way. Neither is it any of the religions. It is a man that will come. And the scripture has told us where he's coming from. Because you ask me what is the bride to watch out for.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 9, verse 26 of Daniel. Daniel, chapter 9.
Okay. And after 62 weeks,
the agenda that is given to him, yes,
the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come.
Again?
And the people of the prince that shall come.
And the there is a prince that shall come. He is coming in verse 27. The prince, the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the effect of it, the end thereof, shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations. Everywhere will be wasted. Everywhere will be cleared. Desolations are determined. And this scripture was fulfilled in AD 70.
Amen.
And the people that came and destroyed the city till 1948, it remained at that in 1948, they came from Rome. Therefore, the prince that shall come and enter the covenant that we see in verse 27 is the Antichrist. He's coming from Rome. He is coming from that little horn, the 11th horn among that beast.
Amen.
So why are you people looking at Islam when the Bible is telling us where to watch out from? We are watching Rome. We are watching. He is coming from Rome according to this scripture. If you neglect this, then your theology is in vain. I don't know what you are reading. I don't know what you are studying. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, from verse 1. Read it.
Now we beseech you, brethren,
what we are to watch out for, yes,
by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
and by our gathering together unto him,
yes,
that ye be not soon shaken in mind,
uh-huh,
or be troubled,
uh-huh,
neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us,
uh-huh,
as that day of Christ is at hand.
Uh-huh.
Let no man deceive you by
any. Don't let anybody deceive you concerning the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
For that day shall not come.
It shall not come. That day that we're expecting, the day of the rapture, the day that the coming of the Lord shall be, shall not come until when?
Except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be.
What are you to watch out for? The falling away. Falling away from where? Falling away from the Christian faith, the apostolic doctrine. Where you see people leave the word of God and teach for doctrine, commandment of men, and this is the age it is being fulfilled. Okay, and the man of sin be revealed. Who is he?
The son of perdition.
That we are going to know the person.
Amen.
And the revelation there revealed there is not the way I'm telling you now that he will come from Rome. This one, even the Seventh Day Adventists, more than how many hundred years ago, they have been saying it. So that is not it. It's that we will know him. We will see him. We will know. That means expect some things that will happen that will point us to Rome. And everybody will know this is the man. When I say everybody, I mean the revelated ones. Yes, we know. Go ahead.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called
so
God.
So that will be his identity. Now when you see any man exalting himself like that. Uh-huh.
Or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Now one of the revelation that we will know, it will be through the message of the two prophets. Now remember that it will be revealed to us, the bride, and it will be revealed to the Jews. So now we know the things to watch out for. Jews' eyes are still closed. They will not know. They will go and enter that covenant. But through those two prophets, they will know that that man, there is the very Antichrist. You'll be revealed. You'll be revealed. Yes.
Okay.
You will see that revelation. You know, we already have things to point for us to know who he is. That is Daniel chapter 7, where we read verse 8.
Yes, sir. Daniel 7.
7 verse 8.
Okay, it says, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn.
That is the little horn.
Before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots.
Very clear. Go to verse 20 and verse 21.
And of the 10 horns that were in his head,
yes,
and of the other horn which came up.
That little horn.
And before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things,
uh-huh,
whose look was more stout than his fellows.
Uh-huh.
I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them.
You see? So what are we to watch out for? The bride of Jesus Christ. You will watch out, you will see something. Apostle Paul told us the coming of the Lord, the order it will come.
Yes, sir.
So we are not in darkness.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Angel. Well, maybe read it from verse 13.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren.
Yes.
Concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
Uh-huh.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again,
uh-huh,
even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord,
uh-huh,
that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, yes, shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout,
uh-huh,
with the voice of the archangel,
uh-huh,
and with the trump of God,
uh-huh,
and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Uh-huh.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up
together. So the order is there, but you see it is put there so that only the bride will understand.
Amen.
So what is it? It begins with a shout. And that is the restoration ministry.
Amen and amen.
That began that revival under the third seal of Revelation chapter 6. The same way you give that interpretation, that revelation of the shout, because remember that it is the shout that Christ referred to in verse 6 of Matthew 25.
Yes, sir. Matthew 25, 6. And at midnight, there was a cry made.
Yes.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
That is the shout.
Yes, sir.
So when he said, go ye out, that means you are somewhere. Coming out of error. And something happened after that.
Then all those virgins arose all and trimmed their lamps.
Yes.
And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil.
So there will be a trimming of lamp.
Mm.
Trimming of revelation.
Amen and amen.
Trimming of revelation. Now, what is the bride to watch out for? Matthew 24, from verse 23.
Then, if any man shall say unto you,
lo, then is future. That then is now. End of activities.
Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Now, please, take note. Any attempt to point anybody to a man, anywhere, is a spirit of, it's what we are being warned against by Christ himself. Any, because go back to verse 18 of 1 John chapter 2.
First John
before we come back,
two.
Put your finger there. Yeah, we're coming back to Matthew 24.
Little children, yes. It is the last time.
Yes.
And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come,
uh-huh.
Even now are there many Antichrists.
Many Antichrists.
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
Many Antichrists. That is why Christ warned. He said, do not be deceived. Beware of false teachers. False prophets. Verse 23 again.
Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ.
He is here. He is where? Wherever they say he is. In any form, in any shade.
Believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ.
Uh-huh.
And false prophets.
Uh-huh.
And shall show great signs and wonders. In so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
I keep saying something here. Brethren, no celeb prophet can deceive the bride. No Pentecostal prophet can deceive the bride. The reason is they have no revelation of the word. All they know is just power, 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 power. And the bride of Jesus Christ does not move by signs and wonders and all those sensations. No. They want their soul to be fed.
Amen.
They want to know Christ the more.
Amen.
They want to know this agenda.
Amen.
Therefore, if the prophet that shall come, that if it were possible, it will be so close to the true prophet. And please, the only true prophet that we know is Prophet Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen.
You may not like what I am saying.
I say amen to you.
You better say amen. Any attempt to share the glory of Jesus with a man, that man, if he accepts it, he's Antichrist. I'm saying so because of the way followers of the ministry of William Branham have elevated him. You are making him Antichrist by doing that. And if he accepted it, or if he's the one that promoted it, then he's Antichrist. But I have read it. I know he didn't promote it. You are the one, Satan, trying to use it to mess up the man's ministry. Yes, he made some statements that these spirits hijack. But he can't deceive the elect.
Amen.
So that means not even William Branham can deceive the elect. That's what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
Because we hold him in high esteem. I still hold him in my faith today is where it is, through that man's ministry. But I can never share the glory of our Messiah with William Branham.
Amen.
In fact, I use the Bible to correct some of his teachings. And I'm hated for it. Instead of you to disprove me by the same scriptures. Some of them will be gnashing their teeth. Well, you can keep gnashing your teeth. My ministry is not for you. Those my ministries for, like William Branham will say, that he's not sent to everybody. I have a call. God sent me to someone.
Amen and amen.
And they are trimming up their lamps.
Hallelujah.
Of revelation. Now read it on. Read on. Because what are we to watch out for? Uh-huh. For you to know that this time for whom going has come. It's here in this verse. Verse 24.
For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets.
Yes.
And shall show great signs and wonders.
Read up to verse 28.
In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before.
Yes.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you,
if they shall say to you, point you to anywhere.
Behold, is in the deserts. Go not forth. Behold, is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as the lightning cometh
this
out of the
earth. This is how you will, what you are to watch. As
the lightning, cometh out of the east. And shineth even unto the west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
So it needs that we should also read history. The light shineth from the east. It starts in the morning, the sun. Where does it set?
The west.
In the west. After that, the next day, where does it appear?
In the east again.
In the east. It says, so shall the coming of the Lord be. That means the gospel that started in the east. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The gospel that started among the Shemites, it started from Israel in the east. Watch history of the revival as the gospel light was shining around the world. Finally, in the restoration ministry, it ended where?
In the west,
in America, through the Azusa Street revival. It ended there. After that, where is it supposed to appear?
Again.
That is why I say that we are now in the perfecting ministry for homegoing. The gospel is going nowhere. Anybody that says there's a revival anywhere else, there cannot be revival again, because even the three sons of Noah have been taken, the gospel has gone to them all. The Shemites first started it in the east.
Amen.
Japheth.
West.
In the west here, and still in the west, Ham, the input of Ham, William Seymour, the black man.
Hallelujah.
The input of Ham. Somebody said the input of Ham is somewhere in Lagos, one preacher in Lagos. People just sit and just want to be deceived, and the people will accept some tomerot. You know, everyone shook the whole world. Nothing will be secret. Forget this one, that they're not even in the internet. They're not even in social media. You can't even follow them in their live services. You know. Are you a cult? Why will you have a light and put it under a bushel? If you have the light, shine it for everybody to see. You say you are the lighthouse, then shine the light. You know. You can't even get their messages on tape. You can't. Because you know, the whole thing to not tell you the comment, and there are people that will follow anything. There's one that come up, what is the one in Sierra Leone, what do you call it?
Philip Kaku.
Philip Kaku, and people will follow. There's another one that somewhere at in Lagos here, somewhere in Lagos, what do they call this place? On the way to Badagry. You know, he has branches everywhere. But some of their members are seeing us now. They're hearing through this channel, and they're trimming their lamps of revelation.
Amen.
So we now know, we are certain that we are at the end of the end.
Amen.
Because the sun has set. And very soon, the sun will rise again in the east.
Amen.
For the Jewish revival to fulfill Revelation 10:11, the John ministry.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. That is what we are watching out for.
Wow.
He said, when you begin to see these things, what should you do?
Look up
your redemption.
For your redemption is near. Yeah. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, our wonderful pastor.
And if you allow me, you know, by way of admonishment, brethren, we are at the end time.
Amen.
And let's not joke over it. You see, let's read 2 Peter chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
You see, from verse 1.
This second epistle,
yes,
beloved, I now write unto you.
Yes.
In both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Uh-huh.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
Uh-huh.
For this they willingly are ignorant of,
okay,
that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished.
By the word.
But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word,
by the same word he spoke,
are kept in store, reserved unto
this
fire.
This next time is no more by water, but by what?
By fire.
Fire.
Uh-huh. Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodliness.
Now verse 8 is my emphasis.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Yes.
That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
Yes.
And 1,000 years as one day.
Verse 9.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
You see?
As some men count slackness. But is long suffering towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
You see, now you know, the agenda is rounding up, brethren. What is going on now is what James depicted it in James chapter 5. Verse 7, 8, and 9 in his admonishment.
Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth.
And we are those precious fruit of the earth. It's waiting for us.
And not long patience for it.
He has been waiting patiently for it. Until when?
Until he received the early and latter rain.
The early and the latter rain.
Be also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth
nigh. Draweth nigh. Verse 9.
Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door.
You see? The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. Just as the husbandman waited patiently after he has planted, he's waiting for the latter rain. There is a rain, there's a revival that will come, that will culminate into our home going. That revival is what Hosea chapter 6, verse 3 spoke about.
Hosea 6, 3. Okay, it says, then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord.
Then, that is at the end time.
His going forth is prepared as the morning, and it shall come unto us as the rain.
When he will be coming to take us home, he will come as the rain.
And it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain and former rain.
And the former rain.
Unto the earth.
And Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 and verse 24.
Be glad then, ye children of Zion.
We are the ones.
And rejoice in the Lord your God.
Yes.
For he has given you the former rain moderately.
Moderately.
And it will come, cause to come down for you
rain. You are reading what? Joel chapter 2. Verse 23 and verse 24, yes.
The former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Yes.
And the floors shall be full of wheat.
The floor, oh glory be to
and
God.
And the fat shall overflow with wine glory and be. Oil.
What is this rain supposed to produce? It is supposed to produce what that last stage in that parable of Mark chapter 4.
Precious fruits.
Yes. Verse 29.
Mark 4:29.
Yes.
But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come.
You see, this latter rain that is falling now, the revival, that is what produces the trimming of the lamb. That is when perfection is achieved. That is when God rounds up. The perfection is not just the perfection of the individual, it's the perfection of the agenda. When it is perfected, it is completed. And then he stands up from the mercy seat. Oh, it's very glorious when God reveals it to you.
Amen.
And therefore, Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. So, the one world order is not for the bride.
Amen.
From the teaching, it's not for the wise virgins. It's for the foolish virgins. Because when it shall begin to play, who inspired is the Antichrist, the rapture has taken place.
Amen.
I've said it several times. We are not going to be part of that tribulation.
Hallelujah.
No, no, we are gone.
Amen.
It starts with the Jews. Mm. And then, of course, it spreads around to a fourth part of the earth. Mm. So you have to take note of that. And the joy of it all, Daniel saw it. Mm. There will going to be a one world order. Quite all right. But it will be by Christ.
Amen.
How did he see it? How did he see it? How did he see it? In Daniel chapter 2. How did he see it? In Daniel chapter 2, the interpretation of the dream.
Verse 44.
Verse 44.
And in the days of these kings,
yes,
shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever.
Forever. That is where Christ will come. What Satan wants to achieve is what Christ will fulfill.
Amen and amen.
He will come and rule the whole earth with a rod of iron. He is seen in Revelation chapter 19, from verse 13.
Revelation 19 from verse 13 says, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
Yes.
And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses.
That is when he's coming down as Daniel saw. Yes.
Clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Yes.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty
God. Ahead.
And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord
That's
of Lords.
That's what Satan wants to achieve. You see the Antichrist.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great
because
king,
of what is going to
that
do.
Ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of
mighty men. Scatter all those kingdoms, scatter all of them.
And the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them.
Yes.
And the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the earth and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him.
See?
With which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Wow, verse 21.
And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the earth.
Oh, glory be to God.
Which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
This, go to chapter 20, the next chapter. It continues.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven.
Yes.
Having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled.
Oh, man.
And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark
upon their foreheads,
go ahead, or in their hands.
Yes.
And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
Oh my.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection.
Verse 6.
Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first
resurrection. My, oh my.
On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
This now fulfills Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The prophecy God gave there, which began this agenda that will end. And by the time we get to Revelation chapter 21 and the rest, we see the new heaven, we see the new Jerusalem, we see everything new. Satan is done away with.
Hallelujah.
Yep. So what is that scripture says? Genesis 3:15.
And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
Yes.
He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Now, what? Again.
He shall bruise thy head.
He said, put enmity between the serpent and the woman. This time, it looks as if he's addressing that animal serpent. But truly, Satan now is that serpent. Between thee and the woman is Israel, Revelation chapter 12. And between thy seed The seed of Satan is the Antichrist.
Amen and amen.
The mystery of iniquity.
Hallelujah.
The mystery of godliness is God manifest in the flesh. The mystery of iniquity is Satan manifest in the flesh, known as the Antichrist. He said, the seed of the woman, which is Christ, Galatians chapter 4 tells us so. He said, shall bruise thy head, serpent, Satan, your head, he will bruise it. And you bruise his heel, his progress. But the head is finally bruised, as we see in Revelation chapter 19 and Revelation chapter 20 and 21.
Amen and amen.
And with that one world order that Satan's agenda wants to achieve is actually an agenda for God.
Amen.
To have his theocracy.
Hallelujah.
The rulership of God himself on earth here.
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus. Mm. And then he'll be called, you know, remember he's also called a prince. Our spirit is a prince of peace.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And he is called the Word of God.
Amen.
Because he is the mind of God.
Amen.
He was the Logos of God. Mm. And he rules together with us.
Amen and amen.
Forever and ever. So the true one world order is not what is happening here. God will put an end to bring the original one world order under Christ, and we are watching for his soon coming. Gladly, we receive the message of his coming. We are glad because it's comforting to us.
Hallelujah.
When you see all the kind of news we see, human life has been reduced to nothing. They kill in the name of religion, the name of politics, power play, human lives, no safety anywhere, terrorism everywhere. It says, nations are breaking, but watch it. Israel is awakening because the light will soon come up there.
Hallelujah.
You see, it said, look up. When you begin to see this happening, your redemption is near. So we are looking up. We are watching for the soon coming of the Lord.
Amen. We are watching for his coming. God bless you. Till we meet again, stay blessed.